Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. If you beat Mr. Migs today, I am going to send you some tasty candy and a really cute Hooters pick of us all. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. You know, I think
he's leaning more towards the chocolate part than the picture part, but okay.
I think he wants both.
We got Reese's peanut butter cups. Ooh. We've got Whoppers. Oh.
I love a good Whopper. Kit All right, cats. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
How many Super Bowls have the Seahawks won?
One, yes.
In the Flintstones, what is the name of Fred and Wilma's daughter?
Pass for a second.
What band had the 80s hit songs Shake It Up and Drive?
The Cars, and it was Pebbles.
Correct. When it comes to cars, what does SUV stand for?
Sport Utility Vehicle.
Yes. Aaron Boone is the current manager for what MLB team?
Yankees.
Yes. What is the term for a word that is similar in meaning to another word?
Palindrome?
No.
Pass.
What complicated singer sang the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song for the movie?
Pass.
Who played Tim Taylor in the sitcom Home Improvement?
Tim Allen.
Correct. What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Yes. Rush released their hit song Tom Sawyer in what early 80s year?
81, 82, 83.
81, yes. What is the term for a word that is similar to, in meaning to another word?
I know it. Yeah, no, I don't know it.
Matt, you got 8 correct, though. That's pretty
good. That's very good.
And I'm pretty sure you said SUV correctly. It was kind of hard for me to hear, but I'm going to give it to you.
Do it.
All right.
I'm doing it.
We're always here for the listener.
Matt, you might be the first person that we actually give out all the tasty things to, and I'm very excited about it.
Steve's pretty good.
I know. He's really good at guessing. Yeah. Steve, are you ready?
Such a sad room I just walked in on. What the hell is going on over here?
No, it's going to be a good room.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, once you lose.
Ah, yes!
How many Super Bowls have the Seahawks won?
1.
Correct. In the Flintstones, what is the name of Fred and Wilma's daughter?
Pebbles.
Yes. What band had the 80s hit songs Shake It Up and Drive?
Shake It Up. The Cars.
Yes. When it comes to cars, what does SUV stand for?
Sports Utility Vehicle.
Yes. Aaron Boone is the current manager for what MLB
Yankees.
Team? Yes. What is the term for a word that is similar in meaning to another word?
Sound alike.
No.
I don't know. Cinnamon.
No.
Stuff.
Yeah, no. Fast. What complicated singer sang the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song for
Avril
the movie?
Avril Lavigne.
Don't hurt. Yes. Who played Tim Taylor in the sitcom Home Improvement?
Tim Allen.
You know it. What is the capital of Idaho?
Boise.
Yes. Rush released their hit song Tom Sawyer in what early 80s year?
81.
Wow. Yes.
Oh.
And with that, Steve, you got 9 correct, which is a win.
You jinxed it, Sarah.
9-8. Man, I had a good feeling about that too, Matt.
It's all good. Good job, Steve.
You too, my man. How do you do? I said you too, and I don't even know how he did.
He got 8 correct.
Oh, that's awesome.
He didn't know what complicated singer sang SpongeBob SquarePants theme song for the movie, which you got was Avril. Who doesn't know that? That was like her hit.
I could tell you someone who doesn't. Matt.
If only he did. You were very close for your cinnamon, whatever you're trying to say. It's synonym.
That's what I was saying. My brain was saying it. My mouth was not.
Sounded more like cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Synonym.
If you would have got that, though, you would have got a perfect 10.
Synonym?
Okay, you're messing me up. Synonym.
Synonym.
There we go. Why you do some weird like head bob try to do it, and it's really throwing me off.
I gotta stick my neck out like a dinosaur in order to pronounce it right. I don't know why, but I can't just go synonym.
Well, dinosaurs made up the thing.
The synonyms?
That.
Synonym.
Okay, I'm good.
Gosh.
I'm tagging out.
Somehow you still won, so congrats, I guess.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we're going to be at Showbox Soda, and you don't even have to wake up early because it's Live Night. It's happening at night, and everything gets performed live from the stage. We'll have the Foley artists in to do all the sound effects. Mm-hmm. You want wind? They can do it. You want thunder? They can do it.
You want fire?
They can do it all. Wow. We're going to be completely live. The men's room is going to be completely live. Someone's even going to be playing Beat Migs live.
And they're going to do Big Dummy there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Barbershop Quartet. It's a party. It's a party, people. Come hang out with us.
Get your tickets for the party known as Live Night at KISW.com. You guys know Anna Kendrick, yeah?
Yes.
From Pitch Perfect. That's pretty much the only thing I know her from. But she just shared an insane story about a time that she accidentally took too many mushrooms on Halloween. And no, not the kind that you put on your pizza. This story takes a lot of very interesting twists and turns and includes another well-known actress. You're going to hear the whole story after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Anna Kendrick was recently on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and shared a hilarious story about the time she tried mushrooms for the very first time.
The story is crazy.
I went to this party with Brittany Snow from the Pitch Perfect films and my good friend.
And also, this was a Halloween party, I guess, from last year.
Yes.
So it wasn't that long ago that this happened. We're not talking about like in college, like my dumbass, when Halloween rolled around, all of us were like, let's get our hands on mushrooms and see everybody's crazy costumes and freak out. She's an adult.
Yes.
Someone asked if I wanted to try microdosing mushrooms. And that's like a thing that people do.
That is a thing. I have some friends who do that. Yeah. I do not partake, but I understand.
Yeah. And like, I have a lot of friends who are doing it. I'm not going to admit it in front of my network and my bosses, but maybe I do it as well.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I'm fun. And that's how you know you're fun, when you have to say it out loud. And...
instantly thought of Sarah.
See, why are we listening to Sarah all of a sudden?
I'm fun, guys. I swear.
I promise.
And so
what
I was
does that
like,
mean, by the way? You taking a pill? What are you doing?
Well, it's like there are these little like chocolate bars, and then everybody takes a square. Okay. And I thought, you know, just to be safe, I'll like even my microdose, I'll you know, chop it in half, yes. And I'll just take half.
Yes.
And that's the night that I learned that chocolate is not a great delivery system for mushrooms, because sometimes it doesn't mix properly, and sometimes there can be one little bite that doesn't have a microdose. It has a real macrodose.
See, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I thought it was well distributed.
This is such a crazy world now nowadays, because like, now you have like these microdoses of mushrooms and I grind it up and put it like in a pill form. And like, I remember being in college and it was just like you got a baggie of mushrooms and you just kind of like broke it off to the best of your ability. And I don't know what your delivery system was in your college days, but ours was like Doritos and like mustard. We were anything just to get that taste. Try and get as far away from that taste, because it just was never good to
unpleasant.
Try. Yeah. What was your delivery system?
I mean, it was usually some sort of like a chocolate situation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm at this party, and it's the first time I've ever tried mushrooms, and I'm just like getting so high, and I just start saying, oh no, oh, I'm so high, oh God, I'm so high, and I just can't stop saying it. Mm-hmm. And Brittany was like, oh my God, oh my, like one of my best friends is just tripping at a party.
Sure.
And I've like abandoned her to this trip on her own.
Yeah.
And Brittany, like a hero, just took a bunch more mushrooms.
To that point, I figured Brittany was going to take her home.
That's what I thought.
But, you know, Brittany's just going to be a good friend. Get him an Uber. Let's get home. Let's get you somewhere comfortable.
Drink some water. Have a snack.
Put on some Pink Floyd. We'll get through this together. No, she's like, let me do some mushrooms too.
To meet you.
To meet me. To like come get
on
me.
On the astral plane.
Yes.
Wow.
And like, so then it's just the two of us are in the corner of this party staring at each other, grinning like the Joker while like streaming tears, but we felt great. And I was like, you're a creative genius. And I told her she should remake the film Chinatown. So those were my big revelations from mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
Learn from my mistakes, kids. Just, don't
quick,
do drugs.
Quick question. Is this legal?
I probably should have checked that before coming out here. I don't know. Sorry, everybody.
You know what?
This is for entertainment purposes only.
Shout out Brittany Snow.
What a story, though.
I know.
So, but in some places it is now legal.
I don't know what the rules are anymore, Steve. I'm very confused by it all.
Because I've heard like there's like places like you go like dispensaries where they also have mushrooms as well. I don't know if that's happening here in Washington, but I've heard that like is it in Colorado?
Colorado, I believe.
Like Colorado's just down for a good time.
I feel like Oregon too might be like right behind them. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's very confusing.
Probably not Hollywood though, Los Angeles or California.
Of course not. Have you guys ever attended an event not because you really wanted to go, but because your partner wanted you to go?
Yes.
You say it with such enthusiasm, Steve.
Did not miss a beat on that one.
Every party. No, I'm kidding. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, fine, I'll go. It was our anniversary. She loves JT. And I'll be honest, like, I would have never went on my own. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a well-known singer, not JT, who just shared that he is convinced that guys only come to his shows because their girlfriends make them go. You're going to hear from him at 7:20.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Keith Urban was recently being interviewed by Marc Maron on the WTF podcast, and he started talking about the fact that most of his fans are ladies. But he had a good reason why some men are there as well.
I call them the reluctant boyfriends because I see them out in the crowd, less so now than early in my career.
Yeah.
Early in my career, I'd look out in the arena and I'd see all these guys with their arms folded.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can tell they're like, she seems happy. And then I'd watch them slowly like look up like, wow. Then it would change completely and they'd walk out very, very different. But they always start the sort of reluctant guy who got dragged along to the concert.
Yeah, because for a moment he was like, the guy for a lot of ladies. They thought he was like the hottest dude, right?
Well, he always had the deep V going, the good hair.
The good hair,
accent.
Yep.
Accent. I mean,
I can't believe he's almost 60.
Really?
We've been around for a minute.
That's wild.
It always still makes me laugh that he's Australian, too, and he sings country music.
He's Australian?
Yeah. Don't you hear his accent?
Are you today years old when you're learning this?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Australian, and it always made me laugh because he's like Keith Urban, like American country guy, and he's like, no, he's Australian.
I don't even know what to believe anymore. I feel like country music has been lying to me.
Well, he was actually born in New Zealand, if we're trying to get particular.
He's Australian?
Yes!
Whoa. Can you play a little bit of that interview again now? I didn't even put the connection together.
Here it is.
I call them the reluctant boyfriends because I see them out in the crowd.
Yeah, I guess he does have a little bit of an accent.
Crikey!
I call them the reluctant. I don't know why. My brain just didn't think he was anything other than from America, so I didn't even notice the accent.
Well, and then when you listen to his music, there is no evidence of an accent.
I feel like that's with like any band. That's always a joke. Like most bands from other countries, they sound like as if they're from, like even like the Scorpions or whoever, when they sing, you're like, I don't hear an accent. But then we interviewed Klaus, and I'm like, there's a very strong accent. And then on the flip side, Billy Joe Armstrong sounds like an everyday Joe around here, but then he starts singing, all of a sudden it sounds like he's from England.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings with that one?
I'm going to go cry.
Steve Miggs, I know you reluctantly went to Justin Timberlake, but were you like a big fan afterwards? Did it like change your perspective on him?
I mean, I definitely appreciated his music a little bit more, and I appreciated him as a performer. I wouldn't go out of my way to like go see him or, you know, but what about you? Like, have you ever gone somewhere? I feel like your husband's into some weird stuff.
Well, no, he's actually into some cool stuff, but this wasn't it. Kenny Chesney. We went to Kenny Chesney at Lumen Field.
So is Brad a fan?
He has some big country love, and I just don't really. Like, I'll dip my toe in the water of country, but I really don't love it. He took me to Kenny Chesney, and it was awful.
you couldn't even find anything about it, that there was no redeeming quality?
One of the opening acts was Eric Church, and I kind of got down with him a little bit. But it was just awful, and everybody was hammered, and I was just annoyed, just counting down the minutes until I could get out of there.
And he plays for a while.
Oh, yeah.
No Shoes Nation. Baby.
Oh my. And that just irritates me too. It was.
So he doesn't wear shoes?
No. He's like country in
Is he from Australia too?
No. But he's like country from the beach. It's just, it's not my
And
vibe.
He's the dude that doesn't wear sleeves either, right?
Yeah.
No shoes, no sleeves.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no problem.
Apparently no fun for Taryn.
No fun for me. Rockaholics, what have you reluctantly attended all because of your significant other? 206-803-ROCK. Or what was something your partner attended because of you? And how did it go? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Billy Idol.
The Daily Migs Show.
What have you reluctantly attended all because of your significant other? Or what was something that your partner attended all because of you? 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. And Joe from Tumwater, what kind of party did your significant other make you go to?
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Joe?
It was a masquerade ball.
So it's like all the fancy masks. Is it not like, is that like, was that movie Eyes Wide Shut? Was that a masquerade ball?
Yeah, but the one we had was minus all the, you know,
the sex stuff.
Part stuff.
Yeah.
Did you get to pick out your own costume?
No, she picked it.
Did you have a good time?
I actually ended up having a better time than she did.
How come?
Even though she loved the look of the dress she picked out, she started talking about how uncomfortable it was. And me, I was drinking. I was taking advantage of the beer counter and the free table and all that.
See, yeah, just promise free booze or just booze in general. And you're like, I'll have a good time. Who cares, right?
Matt from Seattle, you and your significant other made each other go to the same thing. What was it?
Gentleman on the Road tour in Walla Walla. She's from Walla Walla. And I wanted to go because of Foo Fighters. And she's like, I don't really like the Foo Fighters. And I'm like, fine, just go. And she really loves Mumford & Sons. And I wasn't a big fan, and I'm a big fan of Mumford & Sons, and she's now a big fan of Foo Fighters.
Oh, that's funny.
It was a blast.
I mean, talk about great timing, though. Both bands playing the same festival, so you can, and I imagine they were on at different times, so you're able to enjoy both sets.
Right. They Fish and Mumford and Sons opened for Foo Fighters. So it was really cool. Wait. And it was cool because Walla Walla got a lot of fanfare, and they put on a great time for everybody who visited Walla Walla for the road tour. So
when was this concert?
It was when Dave Grohl broke his leg. So he was in, he was sitting on the throne. 18?
Okay.
17?
Yeah, because I was like, I don't remember a show where Fish, the Mumford and Sons, and the Foo Fighters were all on the same bill. That's crazy.
That actually might even be earlier because a friend of mine got married that weekend, and we got married in 17, so the year before, so 16.
Okay. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
206-803-ROCK, what have you reluctantly attended all because of your significant other, or what was something your partner attended because of you? Nick from Marysville, you saw Sarah's Favorite.
Yeah, we went. I got dragged along to go see Taylor Swift this last year, and not going to lie, it wasn't bad. It's like a Vegas show.
It's a full-on performance. Yeah, that's kind of how I felt with Timberlake. I'm like, I'm not going to really spend a lot of time listening to him outside of this concert, but I could appreciate what he's doing.
Yeah, I think the funniest part was when we were leaving, all the parents were waiting at the gate trying to find their seats that they sent in.
Nick, if you don't mind me asking,
it's like parents Uber.
What was the price of the ticket that you ended up with?
We lucked out, and her brother-in-law works for the Seahawks, and so we got them for like, I think $400 a piece.
Which is very inexpensive for Taylor Swift.
Only $400. Only $400. Isn't that crazy? We're like, oh man, what a great deal. I would have went for $400.
Freeze in Des Moines, you and your significant other traded events. What were the events?
It was the Nutcracker. Hey, Steve, this is for you.
My man. I was like, definitely not the Nutcracker. I did not enjoy going to the Nutcracker.
No, I had to get a suit. She's my ex-wife now, but she was working for PACCAR Corporate, and she got tickets to go to the Nutcracker, and it was posh and all that, and I had to get a suit. It was so boring. It was dry. I freaking hated it, and about 2 weeks later, Van Halen tickets went on sale for the Balance Tour at the Gorge. And I got off work early, and I drug her to go get them. You know, I wanted to go at 4:30 in the morning to go get these tickets at G.I. Joe's. And she's like, no, it's too early. I don't want to do it. I'm like, oh, come on. We got to go. 8:30 in the morning, we get there, Steve. There's like 400 people in line. And I'm man, this is going to suck. But they did the fishbowl thing where you draw a number.
Uh-huh.
I was last in line, got second row tickets, bro. Second row tickets.
Wow.
That must have been amazing.
It was. It was really cool. Brother Kane opened for him. It was so much fun.
Now, did your wife have a good time?
Nope.
Oh. That was payback for the Nutcracker.
Man, you're sitting there second row, you're looking at someone not having a good time, I'd be so bummed.
206-803-ROCK, Forest in South City. What was the tribute show that your partner drug you to?
Well, he drove me to this Beatles tribute concert at Boeing Field where they were reenacting the Beatles landing in Seattle in the 60s. And I really didn't care to see a Beatles tribute band, but they came off the plane and did the whole thing. There was probably 1,500 boomers out there. And and the band came out, and they were awesome. You couldn't tell they weren't the Beatles. It was awesome. And well, everybody got caught up in it. It was really great. It was a good time. But they got off the SST, if you remember what the SST is, the supersonic transport
plane. Yeah.
The Concorde. And, so they got off, and they did the whole thing. They had the stewardesses with the pin, with the pillbox hats and the costumes.
And that's awesome.
It was awesome. And if you ever get a chance, the band was Rain. So they're really good. They did costume changes.
I'm pretty sure
it was really awesome.
Forrest, I think they've done like the Paramount. They're actually a well respected tribute act that goes around and plays big venues.
Yeah, that's them. That was them, and they were really good. And I just didn't expect it to be nearly that.
And this is my brother Forrest, right?
Yeah,
Forrest and I were once in a band together, Dorkweed.
Nice.
Yeah, Forrest is the man. He's an incredible bassist. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, same man. I'll talk to you later.
Take care, my brother.
Is there going to be a reunion show for, what was it called, Dorkweed?
Dorkweed. It was Brent Omaker, who's now in the Brent Omaker and the Rodeo. That was his band, and we were all a cast of merry characters in his group, and it was just, I don't think I could do that band anymore. My liver, my mental state. It was so much fun, but man, we were never sober on stage. It was always a disaster. It was a great time, great memories, and Forrest is an incredible person.
Rockaholics, I certainly hope you were tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 because I gave out a cheat sheet, three of the correct answers that will be featured in the next edition of Beat Migs. And Steve has a current record of 305 wins, 90 losses, and 53 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.